Hello, everyone, and happy Monday. Welcome to your HRG weekly wake-up call. Sorry, we had a few technical difficulties. I'm just sending out the link because for whatever reason, that link wasn't working. That's never happened to me before, but that's all right. We got it all figured out, and I am sending that out via Facebook and email right now. Updated link for our weekly wake-up call. So happy Monday. Hope you guys had a phenomenal weekend. It was a great one for me. I know many of you had a ton of amazing things going on in terms of your business, and it is now the middle of the month. I know you guys have been pounding the pavement hard and working hard in your September goals since the beginning of the month. We're now at a point where we are mid-month, and so I wanted to just remind you all that you should be looking at your 15th protocol if you haven't. I'm going to send that out in an email after the call today. I'm sorry, I'm just getting the new link out. Here is the new link for everyone. For whatever reason, that email did not go out. A broken record because it seems like I constantly am having some technical difficulties, but that's just probably the story of my life. All right, so here is your weekly wake-up call. It should be to all of you in an email as well as on Facebook. Okay, so 15th protocol. If you don't know what it is, I'm going to go ahead and send it to you in an email after this weekly wake-up call. I want you to look it over because every month when you come to the middle of the month, you should be reassessing your monthly goals and seeing where you are at for your monthly goals. We don't all do this as often as we should, and yet it is extremely important. Most of us wait till the end of the month and see, well, how did we end up for the month? Were we short of goal? Were we on par? And that is too late, you guys, to look at it at the end of the month, because if you were behind the eight ball, obviously at the end of the month, it's a little too late. There's nothing you can do about it. And that's why the 15th protocol is so important, because it helps you to reassess where you are for your goal for the month. Remember, you guys, you got to chop this down into little pieces here, because if you truly want to achieve an annual goal, you need to break it down not only monthly, but to weekly and even daily. And at the end of the day, if we just say our goal for the month is 5 listings and we don't revisit that goal until the end of the month and we only hit 2, we're now behind 3 listings for the year. And every month that we're behind, we're getting further and further behind for our annual goals, and it's becoming everly increasingly more difficult for us to then catch up and hit our annual goals, right? So that is why the 15th protocol is so, so important. So on the 15th or right around the 15th mid-month, it's important for you to reassess where you're at, if you are behind, if you're on par, if you're ahead of your goals. And of course, if you're on par or if you are ahead of your goals, good job. Continue to push forward. Do not take your foot off the gas pedal. That's what most people do naturally. It's exactly what you shouldn't do. Continue to push forward because you can build off of that momentum in such a huge way if you do it. If you are behind in your goals, how far are you behind, and what do you need to do from now until the end of the month to make sure that you catch up? That's the question you ask yourself at the 15th of the month. And when we come to that 15th protocol, we're looking at what are the activities that we have been doing in the first half of the month, what worked best, what didn't work at all, how do we reevaluate what we're doing as far as our activities, what do we need to do differently, what do we need to do more of, what activities maybe do we need to add. How does our mindset need to change? Do we need to add some new activity? How committed are we to our own goals and to our own rewards that we've put in place? How committed are we to our own team that we committed a certain goal to as well? Remember, you guys, together we absolutely all achieve more. If we are putting more signs out in our local market, it's going to benefit every person on the team. We will get more sign calls. We will have more opportunities to win listings and buyers because of that. We will have more opportunities to sit in open houses together. We will have more opportunities to door knock and more great things to talk about when we're calling our Boomtown leads. We will have more pre-lists to share with people. We'll have the opportunity to double side more of our listings. We will have momentum that will carry on to each individual person in the team. So how committed are you to being an active member of this team effort, which is going to benefit all of you, right? These are the kinds of questions you need to reevaluate and re-ask yourself on the 15th of the month or right in the middle of the month. And so you need to then commit to what it is you're going to do differently, more of. Does your calendar have to change? Your schedule have to change? Are you increasing your lead generation from 2 hours a day to four, or from 3 to 6 or 5? Are you doing a call night? Are you going to work some more on the weekends for the rest of the month? Are you going to add in a couple extra open houses? Are you going to add in a couple door knocking sessions? What is it specifically that you know that you are good at that you can go do more of to double down or to do something different to make sure you hit your goals? There's plenty of time, but there isn't going to be plenty of time if you don't reevaluate and look at this 15th protocol, make some decisions, set some new goals for the rest of the month, share them with your CEO, share them with me, share them with HRG, put them in the Facebook group to hold yourself highly accountable. Do whatever you need to do, but recommit at this time of the month. It is critical for you to hit your goals. So I want to go ahead and start with a couple of announcements. Reminder that HRG Advance is on its way. We are now less than a month away, October 13th and 14th in beautiful Vermont. What a wonderful time of year for us to be traveling there. We've got some great, great things ahead. You can still sign up. You can still register. You can still get airplane tickets. I know because I was looking last night. We can help you find a room. There still is an opportunity for you to attend if you've been a little bit on the fence. And I would highly encourage you to get out there and make it happen if it's something that you have wanted to. It's one of the probably least expensive things that you'd be able to do this year to reinvest in yourself and your business, both personally and professionally. We're going to be sending up out the HRG agenda. You're going to see the lineup of panelists and speakers, training sessions that we're going to have, some fun team building. You're going to be seeing it come to you in an email this week, so watch for that. We want you to get excited for it. There's also going to be some awards, so it's going to be really, really fun to celebrate and recognize so many of you that we are so honored to be in business with. And what a great opportunity for us all to spend time together in person as well. So looking forward to that. Please sign up. Or if you need some help or questions on it before you decide, if you are able to sign up, just reach out to anybody here in the hub, any of the leadership. We want you to get what you need to make that decision and hopefully join us in Vermont in less than a month. So how are you all doing in the 30 and 30? I know that we've seen some activity all of a sudden just happen. It's been so fun to see. You guys, just so you know, if you've been a little bit down in the dumps, you've been a little frustrated with the activity early in the month, it is normal. Pretty much the beginning of every September historically is slower because we've got back to school and we've got Labor Day, and it cuts into the month because people are getting back to a schedule. They're getting used to a new routine. They've got a lot to do to get their kids back in school, from school shopping to last minute vacations to just getting back into the schedule and the rhythm of things. And they're just coming off a long weekend of Labor Day weekend, which is one of the most celebrated holidays, if you will, in terms of people going out of town and getting away from their business and unplugging and regenerate, re-energizing and getting ready to get back to work for the fall. So with it all being said, if you've been lead generating, if you've been doing activities and you've gotten little response early in the month, it's okay. They were all doing those things as well. But remember, the activities that you're doing, they are not going unnoticed. These people are listening. They are seeing your texts. They are seeing your emails, and they are listening to your voicemails. They just weren't ready to respond. But what we've seen in the last week has been, or last even 4 or 5 days, has been a plethora of activity, people coming to fruition, offers being written, listings being had, as well as just a tremendous amount of people responding to the Boomtown system and coming through open houses. We've had people get both buyer and listing opportunities from open houses in the last week. We've had tremendous successes in Boomtown the last week, and we have had more activity in the last week than we had in the previous two. So that's all good news. Don't get down in the dumps. Don't be frustrated. Just keep doing the activities, no matter what the results at the time, because at the end of the day, you will reap the benefits. It might not be now, but it might be in a week. It might be in 2 days. It might be in 2 weeks. At the end of the day, you will get the results from it. So many of you are reaping the rewards and seeing the fruits of your labor. Those of you that were struggling a little bit, maybe we're not doing the activities consistently. Guess what? We're still in September. This is one of the biggest months of the year for most markets. Get out there and get your fair share. Don't be discouraged. Go start doing those activities. Double down. Just like I said about the 15th protocol, do what you need to do, because it's very likely you could hit all your goals in the last half of this month if you put your mind to it, right? So how are you doing in the 30-30? What are you doing differently? Are you guys using your tracking sheets? Are you looking at the information that Aaron is sending out to you? Are you calling from the list? Are you door knocking? Are you going ahead and looking for sellers in your Boomtown system? Are you calling for sell by owners and expireds? Are you going to Zillow Make Me Move and placing a phone call to those people? Do something different. Step outside of your comfort zone. Go look for listings. I promise you it's going to benefit you in more ways than you will realize if you go out there and get some more listings. Let's talk a little bit about conversions. Aaron sent this out. I'm not sure if you saw it in the email, but I wanted to reiterate it because it's important for you to understand. It takes about 200 calls to equal approximately 30 to 40 conversations to equal approximately 4 appointments set, which equals to 2 listing or buyer rep agreements, which is going to get you somewhere between 1 and 2 closings. So here's the deal, you guys. Make 200 calls and you're pretty much guaranteed, because it's a numbers game, to get 1 to 2 closings. What could 1 to 2 more closings a month do for you and your family? I think it could do a lot, and all it takes is 200 calls a week. You guys, 200 more calls a week than you're making now. You could do that in one day if you wanted to, if you set your mind to it, right? Split it up amongst 3 days to add 200 more calls. If you're not doing 200 already, you guys, this isn't a lot of work. If you worked in corporate America, if you had a boss, quote unquote, right, in a corporate situation, and they told you had to make 200 calls, you'd make 200 calls and you wouldn't be overwhelmed, right? Make 200 phone calls. Don't cut yourself short. Don't sell yourself short just because you think you're your own boss and you can do what you want. Yeah, well, you might be self-sabotaging because you're not doing what you need to be successful. And at the end of the day, if you would just time block for 200 calls, which is not even a full-time job, you guys, just in that regard, you would make a huge difference in your business. And if you're not already getting 1 to 2 closings a month, this is all you need to do, right? And if you want 1 or 2 more closings a month, then just do 200 more calls. It's that simple. It's not easy. I get it. Or everyone would do it. In the same token, it is very simple and it is a numbers game. You have the metrics in front of you. What are you going to do with this information? It's all up to you at this point, but you know what you can do. So go make it happen, right? All right. So we are still pushing towards our goal as the HRG family to raise $50,000 for families in need that have been affected by the hurricanes in the United States. And we need your help. We need your support. We need your production, right? We want to be able to give all of these families that we're able to help an amazing holiday season, because let's be real, they're not going to have it without our assistance or others' assistance. And so let's share this goal. Let's tell people what we're doing as an HRG family. Let's use it to fuel our passion for what we do on a daily basis. Let's get out there and transform more lives through home ownership so we can give more and hit this goal or exceed this goal. Let's get more referrals because of it. Let's get into more conversations because of it. It is happening around you, and it can happen if you just use it. And so as I mentioned, I did a video. Other people have done videos. Go ahead, do your own video. Share mine. If you don't like video, just post something, get it out there to the people that you know. Send a private Facebook message. You saw all of those tips that Mike Dooley gave you. Use this as a conversation starter. Get out there and use it to fuel your passion to get more business. If you're passionate about it, if you really want to help us to hit this $50,000 goal, it'll come across in your conversations and people are going to want to work with you. So I'm super excited to see what you guys will do with this. Let's spread the word throughout the country about what we are doing at HRG and how it can help us. By the way, you could use it to ask for referrals from your friends on Facebook that are in other states. Do you know somebody looking to buy, sell, or invest in real estate in my area? I'm going to be donating a certain amount of money, putting it into this HRG fund that we're going to be giving to families. Please send your referrals my way. Utilize this however you can with your preferred vendors, with your biggest referral partners, with local businesses, right? Be creative, mastermind, and brainstorm within your local team and see what you guys can do together to help each other utilize this to everyone's benefit. Again, we are hearing this across the board within Keller Williams right now. We all who are blessed to be able to do more business should get out there and do more so that we can give more, because there's a lot of people within our company as well as within this country that are going through major hardship that are not going to have the opportunity to make money like we do. And they do need our money today, and they're going to need it in 3 months and 6 months. And so this is a way that we can do good as well as do good for ourselves as well. All right, you guys, let's move into welcoming those new members to HRG who have recently partnered with us. Last week, we had four new members. We'd love to welcome all four of you. We're honored to be in business with you, excited to see what you're going to do within your team and here with HRG. Justin Hughes in Arkansas, Deb Turner in Arkansas, Haley Turner in Connecticut, and Christy DuPaul in Maple Grove, Minnesota. Welcome to all four of you. We are very, very honored, like I said, to be in business with you, and we're excited to get to know each and every one of you. Go out there and make some awesome things happen. I know you can. I also wanted to say congratulations to all of you that have closings this week. Again, this is you transforming lives through home ownership. Every single time you get to a closing table, that's exactly what you're doing, and you're transforming your own life as well. And we're excited to see you do it so many times every single week as we congratulate you on a weekly basis on this weekly wake-up call. So Amanda in Vermont, congratulations. You have two closings this week. Jesse in Badness Heights, congratulations to you on your closing. And we had Jim, Jeff, Reed, Betsy, and Joel all in Wisconsin have a closing this week. Way to go, team. That's awesome. I love to see that diversification. All of you are selling real estate. All of you are transforming lives, and it's awesome to see all of you go to a closing this week. Also, Juliet in Miami, congratulations to you on a closing this week, and Dan in Vermont as well. I am excited to see what these closings are going to look like in about 30 days from now with all the activity that you guys have going on. It's going to be amazing to see. I also just wanted to make some mentions, you guys, to some really cool things going on. Make sure that you read your emails. We do send a lot of great emails out, and I know sometimes it gets a little overwhelming, but even if you just have some time to take a look in an evening or a morning before you get off to your day or on the weekend, look at some of these emails that are coming across to you, particularly if they're coming to the entire group, hrg@hergroup.com. They are some very motivational things coming, some really inspirational things coming, some exciting things coming that I think you can take away for your own mindset and your own business. And so it's important for you to take a look. The other place that we do post a lot of this stuff is right inside our Hergenrother Realty Group closed Facebook group, right? It's where I remind you of the wake-up call. It's where today Becca just told you we have our last call. If you haven't signed up for advance, your last chance, right? The registration link is closing. But the reality is, you guys, is that this is where we post our power-up. So if you are not able for whatever reason to get onto a power-up one morning, we post it almost immediately thereafter right here in this HRG closed group. And it's where we post fun things that we're doing within our local teams, right? Where we posted things about mega relief for those that went. It's where we're posting ideas that we can share with one another, right? Just things that people are doing that are working in their local markets that you could take and run with that could, of course, lead to success for you as well. So make sure you guys are scanning through that as often as you're able to. When you have 5-10 minutes of downtime, scan through, watch the videos, listen to the audios, read the tips and tricks, see what other people are doing, and really utilize this to your benefit. The more you plug in, the more you're going to get out of it, and I promise you, the more you're going to do in your business as well. I also wanted to say congratulations to a few people. Congratulations to Reed and the rest of his amazing team in Wisconsin. Since they've partnered with HRG, they have literally just gained massive amounts of momentum. And today they're at number one in units in their market center, and they are extremely close to being number one in volume as well. Probably by next month they will be. This is huge because this team has not only grown an agent count, but all of the agents on this team are in production, and they're all doing the activities, and they're in the Boomtown systems, and they're following up with the leads, and they're doing their lead gen every day, and they're coming to their team meetings, right? They're all dedicated to each other and to themselves and to their family and the people counting on them. They're committed, and they are doing the 15-3, and they are tracking their numbers in CTE, and they are being accountable. And because of that, all of the team members are in production. All of the team members are making money, and the entire team is winning together. They're building off of each other's wins, and the momentum is growing. Therefore, they're all having more opportunities. Exactly what I told you would happen. And they're a great example of it. I wanted to congratulate them today on all of their wins and, of course, on becoming number one in their market center in units and close behind in volume. Soon they'll be in both of those, I'm certain. I also wanted to say congratulations to Heather in Massachusetts because she just set a for sale by owner appointment. I believe that will be right around $500,000 in terms of a listing price. And the really cool thing is that Heather hasn't been necessarily calling for sale by owners for very long. And she really has been pushed outside of her comfort zone, but she's taking the challenge. And during this listing initiative, she's really working hard to do that type of lead generation. And today she had a big win. So congratulations again on that, Heather. I also wanted to bring up David Hill today, because David is also definitely making calls and leading by example in that Massachusetts team. And he is calling for listings, of course. And today he made a comment that he called the right wrong number. And I wanted to bring it up to you guys today. Number one, to congratulate David on another listing appointment. But number two, because we all are going to get wrong numbers, right? Whether we're calling for sale by owners or expireds, whether we're calling in Boomtown, whatever it is that we're doing, of course we're going to get wrong numbers. But if a live person answers the phone, you guys, it is still somebody that you could talk to about buying, selling, or investing in real estate. So don't hang up and just say, oh, sorry, I have the wrong number, which is what most of us are inclined to do, I know. Don't do that. Have a conversation just like you would have had a conversation if it were the right number, because that right wrong number is still somebody that could set an appointment with you, just like the person today did when David called them, continued the conversation on, and now he has a listing appointment. And this person wasn't even looking on the page, but it didn't matter. It didn't matter that it was the wrong number, because it ended up being the quote-unquote right wrong number, because he dug into it, he had the conversation, and he took advantage of another conversation with another person. So just wanted to encourage you and congratulate David all at the same time on that one. I also wanted to congratulate Jesse Tolleson in our Venice Heights office. He had his first closing with HRG. And so congratulations, Jesse, on that. That is always exciting. First of many. I do know also that Kevin Wagner in our Eden Prairie location in Minnesota had his first pending. So congratulations on that. Also first of many to come for you. I am also certain of that. And I also wanted to make mention of Amy Jarob in our North Carolina office, in our North Carolina team with Chip Harris. Chip sent out an email to all of you, and I'm not sure if you took the time to read it or not. I wanted to make sure, though, to bring it up today, because this is truly an example of what can happen with persistence and constant follow-up and nurturing of our leads in our lead system. So Amy received a Boomtown lead several months ago, and she actually continued to follow up with it on a very regular basis, mainly by text, because that's how this person was responding. And the lead actually finally responded to her and met with the team a little over a month ago at the office. They brought the lead into the office and had a conversation with them. And ultimately, she referred this person to their commercial specialist in their market center because they were looking for commercial assistance. The commercial broker just put this lead under contract on a 240-acre piece of property for $1.5 million. Amy is going to get a big fat referral fee check on that one, right? But that's not even the best. The best part is that this person is actually going to build 240 homes once this land is developed. And Amy, along with the team, are going to be the exclusive listing agents on that entire neighborhood, the average price point being $375,000, which is well above the average sale price in that North Carolina market. That it's almost double, right? So this is a huge win, because Amy is getting a referral fee check, which is going to be probably more than some normal closing, commission checks that she gets because of this prospect, because of keeping in touch and getting them into the office and showing them value and then referring them to a competent commercial person within the market center, getting that referral fee, and then further developing that relationship and now having an opportunity for 240 units at a over double average sell price of the normal average sell price for listings and for build jobs. This is huge for her and the team. Persistence pays off, you guys, and no lead is a bad lead. You never know what kind of conversation you're going to get into with someone And there's no reason why you don't continue to follow up with every single Boomtown lead that you have at a high level, because until you realize that there's absolutely no opportunity for you to be in business with them, you should be treating them like there's a lot of opportunity for you to be in business with them. So I wanted to make sure that you guys read that Boomtown success story. And overall, just a follow-up and nurture process, persistence perspective. All of this, there's so much to learn in this lesson and so much opportunity that all of you have right inside your lead system, your CRM within your sphere, if you only continue to have conversations with these people on a regular basis, right? It's all you need to do. There's so much opportunity for every single one of you. So congratulations, Amy. Congratulations, Chip, for being the leader to continue to push Amy to that system and make sure that she's following up and just leading by example and also helping her with the appointment. But at the end of the day, your whole team is going to win from this opportunity. And that's the other reason I wanted to bring it up, is because, again, when we all have wins, we all have wins. Each individual person has a win. It's going to bring a win for everybody on the team, because together we do all reap the benefits and we do all achieve more. So that's fantastic, and I'm super excited to hear of that success. I wanted to also bring up something today that Adam brought up in an email to all of you. Hopefully you read it, but I just wanted to bring it up to all of you, because at the end of the day, it really is something I think all of us need to think about on a regular basis, because I do believe many of us are actually doing this. We don't think that we are, but we truly are. And we need to be aware. Remember when I told you self-awareness is one of the most important things that you could ever have? Well, of course it is, and it is, because at the end of the day, sometimes we're sabotaging ourselves and we don't even know what is happening. We don't even see ourselves doing it to ourselves, and yet we truly are. So here is what you should not do, you guys. And sometimes I see you doing it. I know I do it sometimes as well. You cannot negotiate your goal. So what is your goal in September? How many listings did you commit to for yourself and your family and for that reward that you placed at the end of the day, and to your team, that you committed to your team? How many listings was that? Are you negotiating your goal, right? Don't negotiate it away. It's so easy to do, and I get it. But here's how Adam broke it down. If you commit, for example, to getting one appointment per day, 5 days a week, to do that, you're going to need to make 20 contacts every single day, right? So you go make your first call, and right then and there, the voice in your head shows up and says something to you that's going to distract you, that you should do something else, that these calls aren't working, that you need to go focus on something else, or you get sidetracked by a shiny object, you get hooked into Facebook, right? Something that is not revenue generating or not productive. At that moment, you've made the decision to instantly negotiate your way out of doing what you're committed to. We're great negotiators as people, aren't we? So never get into a conversation with yourself on this, because once you do, you're instantly done. Don't even allow yourself to start negotiating with yourself, okay? Because we tend to have the same objection for things we want to put off, so we need to be aware of it. These are nothing but habits at this point, and since we created them, then we can, of course, create a new one to overcome it, right? So we need to start creating new habits every single day. If you guys are self-aware and you see yourself sabotaging your successes because you stop doing things sooner than you should, you don't make those 200 contacts to set your appointment, that you come in and you just lead generate for your 15-3, but if you don't set an appointment, then you're done for the day and you go shopping or you go do something that's not productive. Why wouldn't you just stay in the office until you got your appointment? I know Adam and I had this conversation the other day, and when he started in real estate, he said he doesn't understand, because at the end of the day, he literally would stay in the office until he got his appointment. He didn't have it where it was like, I'm going to be in here for 3 hours, and if I'm here for three and I don't get the appointment, I'm just going to go slack off now. No, there wasn't a choice. I am going to get my appointment. Therefore, I'm going to stay in the office until I have the appointment. And I just had a conversation with a gentleman who is a listing agent in the Northwest, and he said the exact same thing to me. I actually had a call with him, and it was 3 o'clock his time in the afternoon, and he still hadn't gotten his appointment, and so he was taking a break to do the call, and he was going to get back on the phone. He had not stopped lead generating, even though normally he would hope to be done lead generating around noon, 1 o'clock, because he hadn't set the appointment he was struggling to set that day. He was still there waiting and plugging away to hit his one appointment. But at the end of the day, it is a numbers game, and if you do it long enough, you will get the appointment. It's just what is your commitment level to that? Are you easily negotiating away your goal? Are you easily just having a conversation and talking yourself out of your lead generation and into something more productive. Be really aware of what you do on a regular basis. Many of us do this and we don't even realize we are. It is majorly impacting our business. It's impacting our income. It's impacting our success now and in the future. It might be causing us more stress at home than is necessary, causing us more stress at work than is necessary, causing problems within our relationships that aren't necessary, right? Causing us health problems that aren't necessary. And it's all because we're negotiating away our goal. It's all because we just choose not to do something that we know we need to do. And at the end of the day, this isn't really hard stuff, you guys. We just have to have the commitment level in order to do it. So I know you all have the commitment level. I know you all want it. I'm hearing massive success stories on a regular basis. I'm excited to see all that you guys can do between now and the end of the month. You still have a half a month, you guys. Take that 15th protocol that I'm going to email to you. Look it over. Set a new goal for the next 15 days, approximately, and go make something happen. Share it in the email that I sent. I'm going to send this out to everybody. I'm going to ask some of you, what are you going to do different from now until the end of the month? What doubling down are you going to do? What new activity are you going to do? How are you reassessing and reevaluating your time or your goals? So please share in this email that I send out. It'll be great for all of us to get remotivated and really ride this momentum that we got started last week from now until the end of the month. It's still 30 and 30. Still get out there and talk to everybody about listings. Step outside of your comfort zone and go out there and look for listings. Call for sale by owners. Look what Heather in Massachusetts did. She got a $500,000 for sale by owner appointment because she made the phone call. Even if it's the wrong number, you can set an appointment. Just ask David Hill, right? And you could have a huge, huge check and even bigger opportunity come your way just by doing that extra follow-up in Boomtown. If you just ask Amy, she will tell you it's true, right? All of us can have our first closings, our 10 closing of the month, you know, whatever we are, wherever we're at in our career and in our stage with HRG, we all have the same opportunity. We all have the same hours in the day. Some of us just make more of it than others. What can you do differently to make the most of your time every single day, the most of the rest of this month, for you to push yourself to a place that you've never been before, to stretch yourself and to become a different person? I am super excited to have so many conversations with all of the awesome momentum that you guys have created when we're at Advance, because right now is a time where you guys can all make hay while the sun shines, because September and even into October are phenomenal months. And if you've got the momentum going that I think you have based on what I've been seeing, you guys have a lot of opportunity for the rest of this month and in the next month or so before the holidays hit. Please take advantage of it. Do all you can. Share your successes with each other so we can all benefit from it. I'm looking forward to hearing the discussions from the email I'm going to send. Thanks so much, you guys, for joining me. I greatly appreciate it. We're going to be back here for Monday's weekly wake-up call next Monday at 12 o'clock again. If you need anything from any of us in the meantime, please don't hesitate to let us know. We are always here to help you. We are excited to be in business with you. We are always looking for new ideas to share with you. If you've got concerns, questions, ideas, things that might like make your life easier, please don't hesitate to tell us. We're going to be asking this of you as well at HRG Advance. We want to hear from you, those that we're in business with, because you guys have phenomenal ideas. You have things you can share with us that sometimes we just don't even think of. I promise you, if you bring them to us, we'll do everything that we can to make sure that these things that make sense are implemented. This is the kind of company that you're partnered with, is one that works together, that loves sharing and interaction, that loves to hear suggestions and feedback, that's always willing to go above and beyond and make changes and try new things to make each other's lives easier. Because again, we know at the highest level possible that together we're all going to achieve more. So whatever we can do to be a big part of that, we truly want to be. Please just let us know how we can help. Send me an email, carrie@hergroup.com, anytime that you guys have anything at all for me. I promise you, I will share it. I'd love to hear your success stories. I'd love to hear your challenges. I'd love to hear your ideas. I'd love to be able to share these with everybody on the call as well. And so please don't hesitate to send that information to me. What would you like to hear and see happen on this weekly wake-up call? Where would you receive the most value? These are the questions that we have for you, and we would love for you to share that with us so that we can bring you everything that you want and need and more. Thanks again, you guys. Make it a great rest of the week. I look forward to talking to you guys next time. Bye-bye.